Thanks again for listening, and join us in building up the kingdom by sharing Pod Apostle with a friend.
I recently heard somebody remark saying, "The truth is not a thing, the truth is a person. And that person is Jesus Christ." You're familiar with the sacred scripture that says Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. Jesus came to show us the way. He came to give us the truth. He came to give us eternal life. I also recently heard somebody say, "My Jesus would not allow anyone to go to hell." When I heard them say that, it made me shudder. That is not the teaching of the sacred scriptures. That is not the teaching of the Catholic Church. That is not the words that come off the lips of our Lord himself. They must have made up their own Jesus, who wouldn't say such things. You see, Jesus is God from God, and light from light, and true God from true God. Jesus is the incarnate Lord. He is the second person of the Trinity. He is the way and the truth and the life. He is the gate to heaven. He is the King of Kings and the Prince of Peace. He is our Savior and our Redeemer, and he is the way and the truth and the life. But if we make up our own way and our own truth, we are idolaters. You know what it means to have an idol? It means that you make a god of your own. And idolatry is a serious sin, perhaps the most serious sin. It is a sin that leads to hell. It's a mortal sin. It's a sad thing that people that don't believe in hell, they don't believe in mortal sin either, and they don't believe in the devil either. And all of these things go together, and that is exactly the problem. Jesus says many difficult things, and the cross that we have hanging in the church reminds us of the consequences to him of those difficult things. At the same time, in the Bible, in the Word of God, we are assured that those who want to know the truth will find it. There is that famous passage from the Bible: "Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open. Ask and you will receive." And it's not even so much that we have to find the truth, because remember, the truth is a person and he's looking for us. We just have to let ourselves be found sometimes. It sounds pretty easy, doesn't it? Seek and you will find. The truth is a person looking for you. But in practical reality, it's a little bit harder. Because with our fallen nature and our sinful inclination, the way of truth is often narrow and difficult, and to embrace it takes a challenge. And there are a lot of voices in this world shouting very loudly contrary messages different from the message of Jesus. Now, I want you to listen again to tonight's gospel. Not the whole thing, just a little part of it. Jesus said, "He who sows good seed is the Son of Man, and the field is the world, and the good seed is the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. And the harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. And just as weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of the kingdom all who cause others to sin and all evildoers, and they will throw them into the fiery furnace where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. And then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father." And he closes that statement with these words: "Whoever has ears ought to hear." And that's Jesus' way of saying, listen, don't let somebody tell you differently. Hear what I'm saying. Now, every passage of sacred scripture, there are many lessons. There are many elements to the passages of scripture. But in this message, in this passage that I read just a moment ago, these things come to the top. There is a devil. There is evil. There are evildoers. There will be a judgment. It was called the harvest. Those who do evil will be punished. In the words of the gospel, all who cause others to sin and all who are evildoers will be thrown into the fiery furnace. Wasn't that clear? Wasn't that clear from the gospel I just read a moment ago? It is unfortunate that because people don't like this idea, because it's difficult, they say, "Not my Jesus." And they become idolaters. They make up their own Jesus. I stood at a pulpit not that long ago, read the words that our Lord Jesus himself spoke, and after Mass, I had a sweet little old lady, if you will, come up to me and tell me Jesus would never say such a thing. But Jesus did say many such things, and they're profoundly difficult. And we have a way of rejecting things that are difficult to us. It is a sad fact that sometimes the very people charged to proclaim the gospel, to read the word of Jesus, to lead and teach others, can be pulled into these same lies. I hate to even talk this way. I hate to say stuff like this, but it's true. I was in the seminary, and we were discussing the possibility of praying the St. Michael prayer at the end of Mass in the seminary, like we do here. St. Michael, defend us in battle. Protect us from the wickedness and snares of the devil. And one of the people there, they protested that idea and said, "I don't even believe in the devil." And I'm like, "Well, what are you doing here? You know, I mean, what is the battle?" And I'm telling you, if a person steps into the arena to be a Christian leader and doesn't believe in the enemy, they are setting themselves up to become an instrument of the enemy. Over and over again, and in today's gospel, it's just one example. Jesus could not be clearer. There is a battle. There is an enemy. There will be a judgment. The Catholic doctrine of the last four things. What is the Catholic doctrine of the last four things? Death, judgment, heaven, and hell. People go around denying hell, denying the devil, because it's a difficult subject. Remember this. Jesus is the victor for good. Let us not forget this passage in the Gospel of John, which teaches that Jesus did not come to condemn. Jesus came to save a world already condemned. Don't you see that we live in a world of sin and death? Jesus came to save us out of that. He came to establish a kingdom to bring us to everlasting life by the truth and the way. God wants us to turn to Him. Not out of fear of punishment, but in an embrace of love. But this is a reality, and I speak for myself here, and all of us at different times, perhaps in our life. It is the light of judgment. It is the reality of hell that can call us to turn from sin and repent and turn to Almighty God. The Bible itself says, "Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." Now, not a servile fear, not a shaking fear, but this awe and wonder at the majesty and goodness of God. But then, perfect love casts out all fear. And when we come to know and love God, it is not a relationship of fear at all, but it is a relationship of desiring to stand in His goodness. God is calling us to love, to extend ourselves. But our natures, at times, are selfish and rebellious and addicted to pleasures and the flesh and the mind and the ego. And we have to hear God calling us back from idolatry to the true God. I'm going to quote to you a little passage from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians. And I quote, "For many of whom I have often told you, and now I tell you even in tears," Paul is weeping as he's thinking about this, "as I tell you now even in tears, they live as enemies of the cross of Christ, and their end is destruction, and their God is their belly, and their glory is their shame, and their minds are set on earthly things." Now, when Paul says their God is their belly, he's saying essentially their God is all of the pleasures of the world. And what do we call it when someone has a God other than the God who created us and redeemed us? We call that idolatry. Idolatry. We set up a false God. You know, the devil sows his seed, and it's a destructive seed. And one of the most destructive things that he has sown is this: it's my body, I'll do what I want with it, right? That is a destructive seed that has grown such awful weeds in the world. What is the word of Jesus? What does the word of God say? You were purchased for a price. You are mine. I purchased you with the precious price of my blood. The good seed of God. It should break our hearts. It should break our hearts. It should put us on our knees. It should make us fast and pray when we see people that we know and people that we love that are going on the path to destruction. This is what St. Paul says: "For many of whom I have often told you, and now I tell you in tears, are enemies of the cross of Christ." How much easier it is to say, "Oh, well, you know, I don't believe in the devil. I don't believe in hell. It's no big deal. Don't worry." But our Lord is calling us to pray. I can tell you my own little personal testimony here. As I began to read the Word of God, as I began to pray, as I began to learn and understand the words of sacred Scripture, it dawned on me one day, and it dawned on me in a profound and powerful personal way that many people that I knew and many people that I loved were on the way to hell. Now, it would have been easier to think, "Oh, there's no such thing as hell. There's no such thing as the devil. No big deal," right? But it made me want to shout it from the rooftop: "Wake up! If you have ears, hear!" You can see how tempting it is to say, "Oh, you know, I don't believe in those things." But our Lord is very clear. The weeds are the children of the evil one. The enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest at the end of the age is when the harvesters, the angels, come. And just as weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom those who cause others to sin and evildoers, and they will throw them into the fiery furnace where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. And then the righteous will shine. Whoever has ears ought to hear. Jesus is the truth. He is the way. He is life. When we forget the reality of hell, the reality of evil, right and wrong, we forget the truth. We forget the way. In the gospel, there is truth. My brothers and sisters, we must make it our life's passion to know and to live the truth. There is an enemy sowing lies, seeking to deceive us and getting us off the right path. May all of us resist that temptation, worship the true God, the true Jesus, and know the way, the truth, and the life.